This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by MMAHQ.com, the world's best MMA daily deal site.
Bards, the original sorghum malt beer.
And BetDSI.com, bet on MMA and get a 20% discount.
This is MMA Nuts, episode 103.
My name's Ingo Weigold.
I'm Matt Griffith. This is MMA Show by MMA fans for MMA fans, where we walk the line between serious and ridiculous. What's going on, Ingo? I'm very hot and bothered and sweaty.
Really?
No. I feel like we just filmed an episode of something, and I may have exceeded my protein intake for, like, the next week.
You got
week.
The egg sweats?
Oh, I got that. Yeah, it's not even the meat sweats. It's straight up egg sweats. Don't know why.
Well, they soon will find out.
That's right. We like stuff.
What's going on? UFC 146 is going on.
That's right. This is the shuffle 'em, deal 'em out card, right?
Dos Santos, Mir.
Right.
Mir.
Yeah.
Frank Mir.
Yeah.
So before we get into that, you've got any news for us, man?
Yeah, let me give you the fastest 10 seconds in MMA, or one breath, whichever comes first. Nick Diaz is no-show for a super BJJ fight. Marius Pujanowski destroys Bob Sapp in a fight that Bob Sapp didn't fight, and Dominic Cruz blows out his ACL. King Mo signs with Bellator, TNA Wrestling. Chris Lytle, unsuccessful in his bid for Indiana Senate. Strikeforce heavyweight tournament concludes on May 19th. Is anyone still interested in this shit? And Alan Belcher wants to fight Michael Bisping. Resurgence of Belcher! Okay. Will you discuss any of those? Let's start with Nick Diaz! He doesn't show up for his fucking super fight. What's going on? What happened?
I don't know. You know, it's Sunday, so the appointment.
It is. Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, yes.
Word to your moms.
As May have tweeted out, like, Happy Motherfucker Day or whatever.
Nice.
Quality.
Mayhem. No, not cool.
I thought it was funny. I enjoy that. Nice, I think creative. It's overrated.
Yes. Well,
Mother's Day.
Nick Diaz.
Not
Mayhem. Oh, okay.
Sorry. Like, go ahead.
I'm lost.
Just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? The story is that tomorrow, on Monday,
Cesar
Gracie's going to be releasing an official statement.
Okay.
Of course, we never see Nick Diaz. He's not alive. He may be dead. That's why he didn't show up.
He smoked himself to death. He'll be the first one to, like, actually smoke that 1,500 pounds of weed and fucking kill himself. And marijuana will be banned everywhere for fucking another 150 years.
Well, okay, let's break down what happened.
Go.
The night before the fight, which is Friday, word gets around that Estima is not going to make weight, supposedly. He's like 20 pounds overweight.
Okay.
For whatever reason. So possibly the fight's in jeopardy. So roll around to yesterday morning, and apparently he did get on the scales, and he made 180, as was agreed upon. Now, as far as I know, Nick Diaz never officially weighed in. So my guess is that either he got tired of the whole BS, maybe this was all a big, like, let's fuck with Nick Diaz kind of, I'm going to make weight, I'm not going to make weight. But I'm guessing when he heard this Friday night, he's like, shit, he's not making weight, fights off, I'm getting high, I'm drinking, whatever, I'm going to eat my food, who cares about weight, fights off. And then they're like, no, fights on, and he's like, fuck that, I'm not going. So
he's dead to me, Ingo, dead!
Yeah.
You can't see. This is why we just have problems. It's not the 209 anymore. It's 104.5. Nate Diaz for life.
Well, Nate shows up. Nate's respectful to his opponents after the fight. I mean, I don't know. I mean, you can't. Nick is polarizing. You got to give him that. I mean, you either love him or you hate him, or sometimes you both. And it's just.
I don't know. The word dildo is coming to mind of late. I don't know why.
Well, you know. If it's just some bullshit, then obviously the guy's got issues, mental issues, or physical issues, or drug issues, or life issues, or maybe he just doesn't give a fuck. I don't know. Maybe this could be one.
What's that? Let's
break this down.
Sure.
Okay. Let's say these guys are like, whoa, this fight is getting a lot of heat online. People really want to see this. They're like, let's do some controversy. Let's make an MMA fight and get the money. Fuck this $10 pay-per-view BJJ
shit. How are
they
going to do that, though? Nick Diaz is going to be suspended for 9 months.
I don't know.
Wait 9 months? Yeah. Carry that heat out?
Estima's, you know, he's not Mr. MMA, so he could take 9 months to train, get ready for Nick Diaz. You know, it's possible.
Or they go to an Indian reservation. I don't know.
Just fight it out.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Someone's backyard. Kimbo Slice style.
Yeah.
I'm not afraid. Kimbo Slice had a fight.
He did? Again? Didn't he just fight?
He knocked out some guy in like 5 seconds.
Okay.
Ugh.
Did anyone tell this guy that they're just throwing like tomato cans in front of him?
People are just taking dives.
Is it a Klitschko versus Kimbo Slice? Is that in our near future?
God, I hope so.
I'd like to see that.
Oh, you'd get so destroyed.
You could put the Mayweather Manny Pacquiao fight on that shit too.
Sure, put it all
double
together.
Pay-per-view. Biggest boxing event ever. Hugest card. Never going to happen. Neither one of those fights.
And then what else? That Pujanowski, Bob Sapp. You didn't see that fight. I saw it. It was about 30 seconds. And fucking Bob Sapp just shows up to basically get his ass kicked. And he might have thrown two punches. He might have.
I think they should change this guy's contract in the future. He shouldn't get any show money. I think he should get...
You have to put an effort,
buddy. Every punch he throws, he should get money. Every time he throws a punch or a kick or goes for a takedown... He gets money. If he doesn't do any of those things, no money. Because every one of his fights I watch now, it's all like, come out, throw one punch, and then turtle position.
He does the standing turtle.
I'm not
tough,
man. I'll go out there in turtle position for whatever they pay this guy, 20 grand, 30 grand.
You want to get hurt?
Whatever. Huh?
No, him.
It's like
he sees blood.
It's just like, someone hit me once, it's just, fall down.
Yeah.
It's all good.
It's just, it's fucking pathetic.
It is.
Just, I don't know, show up and fight. Can't just show up and get a check, and it's unfortunate that some of these people are doing that now.
Yep.
So.
As I pour my.
Yeah. What are you drinking over there?
Some Griffin's
Devil Brew.
Sam Adams.
Blue.
Oak Blonde Barley Wine Ale. I did not know this. I thought I was buying beer, but apparently I bought 10% alcohol barley wine.
It's going to be wasted.
Halfway through the show, I'm
wondering
what's going on. I'm a lightweight. I can't drink a lot. So, plus, I'm not feeling well. But anyways, this has, I don't know, it's got malts and aged on toasted oak. It's kind of fruity tasting. So, you know, pineapple and grapefruit, all that.
It looks a little fancy. You got like an arrow shooter. It's a griffin shooting an arrow.
Yeah, Griffin's bow.
Hence the name.
Stellar
marketing.
Fuck
around over there.
That's right.
Mataleon.
What?
What?
Mataleon?
What?
I'm lost.
I don't know. Rare Naked Choke.
Yep. What else? You know, you didn't even mention the one thing.
What?
Ronda Rousey.
What?
Did you hear that? Did you see this?
She tweeted a picture of something where she was dissing some old boyfriend.
This is classic. I got to find this.
Yeah.
Talk about something else while I find this.
Oh, so Chris Lytle was unsuccessful in his bid for the Indiana Senate. He was in second place. I think the scores were like 40% went to the first place guy. Lytle had, I want to say, 30% in second place. And the guy in third place had 29%. And they were using his MMA background as a bad thing and taking texts that he may have said, promoting fights out of context to make him like, look like a rapist and serial killer. And like... all that kind of crazy shit.
I'll take the rapist for $200, Alex.
Yeah. Which is unfortunate. You know, if they were going to go that route, then they should have fucking just cage fought, and then let's see who's the tougher man.
Oh, yeah.
Let's back up that fucking mudslinging. That's all I'm saying.
It's bullshit. How many candidates were there? Two?
I just heard three votes or what have you. So.
That sucks, man. Maybe he'll come back and fight, or maybe he'll try again. Or
I don't think he'll try again. He said he's getting much better at it, but...
I found a Ronda Rousey thing.
Go ahead.
Because we love to talk about her on the show.
Why is that?
All right, so she got a message, right, on Facebook, apparently, and it says, "Hey, seeing you in the paper at work today in Northern Alberta. How are you? What's going on in your life, Miss Famous?" Written by some random guy. Her retort to this gentleman, "Hey, remember that time when we hooked up and you never made an effort to contact me till you saw I was getting famous? Oh, you don't? I do. Fuck off." It's fucking
She's
funny.
Got a lot of anger issues.
She's crazy, man. Like I said before, there is one lady who can do whatever she wants, and you can't stop her. So that's scary. That's too scary for me. I'm not sure I can handle that.
Yeah.
Because if she wants to be nice, great. If she doesn't want to be nice, she can put you to sleep or judo throw your ass or fucking break something. Or
she needs to just grow up, though. She's like very like angry. Very angry. It's a lot of hate. A lot of hate.
She looks good when she's in fight mode, and I think
like the Princess Leia nobbies, but in the wrong spot. They're like on her head, and makes her look like a fucking Martian.
Yes,
the hot Martian.
The hot Martian.
I don't know.
Hey now,
it's all good. Don't hurt me.
I heard a rumor they're adding more Star Wars movies. Supposedly, it's going around. They're supposedly in production, working on some shit.
Nice. So. I heard a rumor that Ronda Rousey fucked up Dominic Cruz's knee, and that's why he's out.
The Faber started that shit. Come on.
You don't think that's true?
Who cares?
That's true. Who cares? And he stays on to coach. And why? Do you know why? I have an idea.
Why?
Because I don't think anybody else that could step up to fight Faber is qualified to coach.
Probably. I think Cruz is actually, for as weird as he's been at times on the show, he's a pretty decent coach. He seems to know like how to treat each guy differently to get them to perform their best. So I think at that stage of the game, those guys aren't there to try to teach these guys all this new shit. They're just kind of trying to figure out, like, what do you do, and how can I make you do that the best possible while you're here?
Yeah, so, he's trying to hone and polish, all that good stuff. Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to these guys coming off the show. I think there's going to be some really good talent. We had another good fight, again, this past week. So
refresh my memories. I've forgotten.
Forgot the
Friday was only like 3 days ago or two. Dude, I don't know what happened.
Do you remember? I watched it very late.
I watched
it. It was good. It was good.
All right.
Usually I watch it like after a bottle of wine, and I'm just kind of like, you know that swimming feeling where you're just, you're in your head, but there's like some like washing, you're on a spin cycle. you're processing, but you're not quite retaining what's happening. So like can we talk about this card?
I suppose.
There's a lot. Let me just say this. There's a lot of guys online who are not happy about this main event.
Well, let's look at this original poster here. So this is the original card. It was supposed to be Dos Santos versus Overeem.
Yes.
Velasquez versus Mirror. Mm-hmm. And Nelson versus Bigfoot. He's just Bigfoot. A fucking Sasquatch. He does not care.
Whoa.
I think he's actually shrunk, too. Because I thought, didn't they remove tumors and stuff? To make him stop growing.
Yeah, well,
which
still,
is unfortunate.
He's still big as fuck, though. He's like
6'12". He's 7 foot in some circles. But
6'12" in my book. Sounds bigger.
It does. It's tough as fuck. You can't deal with that. Anyways. UFC 146. So
yeah,
this
Mandalay
is what
Bay,
it looks like.
May 26th.
And then, so over him, fucking test positive and all that shit happens. And then you have, like, the mix-em, match-em. And then we get to
you have the multi-graphic. Very nice. Fancy. Dos Santos Mirror.
Yeah. And then you get Velasquez, Bigfoot, and Nelson and
Herman.
Herman.
You know what I read online? That this guy, actually, he's blonde by nature, so he dyed himself black. Not only did he get hairy for his last fight, but Herman dyed his whole body hair black because he thought it would be funny.
Yeah, that was such the wrong move.
Yeah,
it was so bad.
It was horrid.
The gay wolf man, not a good look.
Yep. Dana White was not impressed.
No. It's not good. Let's get into the fights. Let's get it started.
Let's do this.
Hopefully, we'll be on point here. All right. Here we go. We got Mark
Super Samoan
Hunt. He is 8-7 versus Stefan
Skyscraper
Struve. He's 23-5. Hunt, 63% of his wins by KO. Struve, 65% by sub, 26% by KO. And the odds from BetDSI on this fight, Hunt at -125, Struve -115.
Ouch.
You think so?
I couldn't hear.
Oh.
It's so close.
I like that.
Don't even know. Who's going first?
Whatever.
Want me to go?
Sure, shoot it. Shoot it.
Hunt's been looking awesome. He's been knocking fools out. He's looking like he's in great shape. Love everything he's doing. I mean, the man looks indestructible. That being said, he's lost 6 times via submission. Stefan Struve has won 15 times via submission. Struve by triangle, first round. Go!
Mark Hunt is what you call a seasoned veteran, Ingo.
I know.
He is 38 to Stefan Struve's 24. Mark Hunt does not give a fuck. Mark Hunt is on a 3-fight win streak. That's right, shrink.
Trick? Tershire, Ben Rothwell, Chick Hongo.
Thank you. And he's knocking fools out. He does not care. He's got a cement head. Struve, He's
cemented.
He's a man of not so many words. Like in the post-fight interview from Joe Rogan, I love it. He's like, oh, man, you just beat Chuck Congo. This is probably one of the most defining fights of your career. How you feeling right now? Great.
Yes.
He answers in one-word sentences. I love it. He doesn't have to. And in that Tershure fight, he had that walk-off uppercut, cracks him and just walks away like a fucking home run hitter.
See it.
Like, that guy's money.
He is.
So,
and he's been shrinking down. He's like, you see the photos of him online?
No.
He's
showing up?
No, he's looking a little buff.
I will just say, resurgence. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck about Stefan Struve and his ground game, because Struve... Struve likes to get caught up in the firefights.
He does.
And who is it? Fucking name a name, and I'm sure he's back about. Thank you.
Did he fight Junior Dos Santos?
Yeah.
He did, yeah. Junior Dos Santos.
Yeah, a lot of first round.
Dave Herman.
He beat Herman.
Oh, he did beat Herman. No, there was another, what's the guy's name? From Hawaii, tall guy. He just fought recently. He's got the tattoos on his legs. Big guy.
Brown.
Travis Brown. Same thing, flying knee, right? Some crazy shit.
So, that's the one where he looked like he's going to die because, that was a bad, I'm not going to say that one. Looked like a skyscraper falling down.
Huh? Too late?
What?
No. Come on.
What?
Stefan Struve. Resurgence. We called it.
No, resurgence for Mark Hunt.
Okay.
I'm going with Mark Hunt, first round KO. I don't give a fuck about Struve's ground game. Hunt's on fire right now. Season veteran, wins, take a first round KO. Magic 8 Ball will say, better not tell you now, motherfucker. Mark Hunt.
Mark Hunt.
Yeah. Noted? Of course.
No.
I need a sip.
Me too. You're right. I'm drunk now. This is good stuff. You need like one bottle in your set. Actually, two bottles, and it's like a long night. It's all good. This is good stuff.
I feel like I should fire that into an intersection.
You could.
Batch number. I found my three-man slingshot.
Did you?
There's only two of us.
Does the TV?
We have a problem.
Can we put a TV on that?
I'll get my dog. She'll hold the third. I'll put meat on the end and have her. All right. Right?
Nope. Go ahead.
Me neither. We got Roy.
Six-pack.
You got damn right. Nelson, he's 16-7 versus Dave.
Bee-weep.
Herman, what's his other nickname? Gay Wolfman?
Sure.
I don't know. So he's 21-3. Nelson, 56% by KO, 31% by sub. Herman, 71% by KO, 24% by submission. I have no odds on this fight. Here's a tough one. So Dave Herman taking this fight on 3 weeks' notice.
Now you're going a whole different direction.
No, taking a second. Taking it right. In the ass, he's hammering that shit down. Anyway, 3 week notice. I don't like that for him.
Mm-hmm. For a man who has cardio problems already, taking a short notice fight.
Dave Herman does not give a fuck. I'll tell you why. Because Roy Nelson has taken too much punishment. He's won one of his last three fights, and in the fights that he's lost, he's taken so much punishment. Like, look at the Verdum fight, and Verdum transformed himself into a fucking Muay Thai specialist. It just went to work on him.
Yep.
And then the other fights, who was that?
Mir.
Yeah.
Mir was in there, and who was on
there? The Junior Dos Santos. That was the big one.
Were those his last three?
He got a win in there, but he
lost to Mir and Junior Dos Santos and Verdum.
Yeah, and it's at 35. You're looking at he's 35. Herman's 27. He's taking a lot of punishment at this stage of his career.
That's true.
I mean, he is also reverting his body back to. What it should look like, but...
Well, he should fight at 205.
He's
been trying. I think if he doesn't win this, I think it's a go to 205 or you're done.
Mm.
From Mr. Dana White, probably.
Well, then he would be one of his last five fights to win. So that's why I'm taking Herman. I'm fucking going
by
upset
what?
City.
Knockout?
It's got to be a submission? TKO. You're not gonna knock out Nelson. He's only been, I think... finished once by TKO.
So true TKO, like eye poke or something?
Maybe, a little French stickler.
Mm-hmm. Cup to the eye socket?
Could be.
Eye socket to cup? Is that legal?
I don't know what you're doing over there. I feel threatened by it. In fact, I might just walk off the show now.
No. Wow.
walking off the show.
That'd be awesome. What if I just laughed right now?
I could. I don't know. I'd
just keep going.
I'd have to figure out something. Can I argue with myself?
Sit in each chair. Just go back over there.
Yeah.
It's all good. I'm taking. Fuck it. I'm taking Herman with the first. Herman's look fucking sloppy. Yes. This is time to shine.
He looked terrible against Stefan Struve.
Terrible in his last two fights. That's why, for sure, in this fight, he's going to look awesome. He's clean shaven, blonde hair, ready to rock. You can't stop him.
Okay.
First round, TKO, upsets.
All right. I like Roy Nelson's chances in this fight. I think.
Why so?
Well, I think he's got more opportunities to stop this fight. I think he's got knockout power. He's got an awesome chin. The guy cannot be stopped. Even, you know, the only thing you're going to do is beat his ass to a submission, you know.
I think he can't drive 55
decision,
also.
Sorry, not submission. He can't drive 55. Beat his ass to a decision.
I don't know.
Or, whereas Herman's biggest weakness is his cardio. It's been a problem for a long time. And I think, you know, with the fact
3 weeks notice, that's plenty of time to get your cardio.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what
and
kind
not
of...
not smoke weed.
Well, that's neither here nor there.
I'm sure he's going to pass off.
Guys are all like, come on, man. Just fess up to your stuff and just be
it's
a man.
It's all good.
It is what it is, right?
So, true that.
I like Roy Nelson's chances. He's really good on the ground. And I know there's a lot of people like Dave Herman with his quote about jiu-jitsu's wizardry.
It's magic.
He's just trolling people.
He has 24% of his wins are by sub.
Obviously, he's just messing around. If it hits the ground, though, Roy Nelson has a serious advantage on the ground, obviously. We haven't really seen him use his jiu-jitsu in a long time.
It's kind of weird, yeah. Why? Well, he hasn't been able to get the fight to the ground.
Right.
That's the thing.
It's a classic example of a guy who's great in one aspect, but he can't get the fight to that. You know, guys want to stand and trade with him because they know he's got a big right hand, but otherwise his boxing is not very technical. It's more like a slugger.
No, it's
brawler.
Like Homer Simpson.
He comes in and he wants, all right, I'm going to take it, and then I'm going to give you one. So I think Herman wears himself out for two rounds, and then in the third round, Roy Nelson pours it on, and he slides by to a unanimous decision victory. Mm. It's going to be uneventful. I don't see this fight being that exciting.
I'll disagree with that. I think the first round will be awesome, but after round one,
sloppy.
Anybody's game.
Oh,
yeah.
A la Gilbert Evil and Ben Rothwell.
That's always the go-to.
Yes.
You have the best one round, and then, oh, like, my God, please fucking shoot me.
Somebody knocked somebody out already.
Fucking shoot
Put us out of our misery.
It's horrible. It's all good. So,
very good.
Magic 8-Ball.
Survey says.
Oh, a liner. Oh, it's going, I'm going to break it. I'm in such a breaking mood. I'm ready to just throw this against the wall.
Don't do it.
Dave Herman.
There's ink in there. That'll stain your house pretty badly. Dave Herman?
Matt Griffith's not afraid.
I know
he knows no pain. This is the Griffith household. We're not afraid to break shit.
Okay. Very good.
Just saying. All right. I gotta reload here for this next fight.
Ooh. Cain Velasquez versus Antonio Silva.
The Bigfoot.
Yes, sir.
He should be 300 pounds. I miss the huge man that he used to be.
Superweight division?
Yep.
Super
Tony heavyweight. Should make a comeback. We have quality opponents like Bob Sapp out there.
Tim Sylvia.
Bob Sapp versus Tim Sylvia.
Brock Lesnar without cutting weight. 310 pounds.
That's right. Batista. Isn't he supposed to make an entrance into the Bobby Lashley? Fucking cutting weight.
Bobby Lashley.
Marius Pujanowski.
He lost recently, didn't he? I think he did.
I'm going to say yes, he did lose.
I think
you're right.
I think he lost recently.
I forgot who he lost to. Yeah.
It wasn't pretty.
It was uneventful.
I saw something online.
Yeah, yeah.
Watch some kind of fight.
We'll probably see the same website. All right, let's do it. We got Kane.
Brown Pride.
Velasquez, he's 9-1 versus Antonio.
Bigfoot.
Silva, he's 16-3. Velasquez, 89% of his wins by KO. Silva, 69% by KO, 19% by sub. The odds from BetDSI. Silva at +290. Velasquez at -390. What do you see going on here?
Does that mean they favor Velasquez?
Yes. Okay. Or I should have given you this one. Yes.
Yes. I still will never understand the odds. All right.
Minus good,
so,
plus
first
bad,
fight in
the
UFC.
Win.
What? That was crazy.
Just follow me.
Whoa.
Follow me wherever
okay.
I go.
Okay.
Or else I'll give you these.
The bug eyes?
The crazy killer eyes? That hurts like fuck.
Go, man! All right.
What?
I am not, you know, Silva, I feel like the level of competition he's faced recently is not up to the level of Cain Velasquez.
No! Fedor is not an opponent!
Okay.
Go.
Recently, Cormier, okay, who he didn't look that great against.
Well, remember, Cormier stepped in because Overeem stepped out, right? So
still,
he might have looked past them.
Okay. Fedor, which, whatever.
Fedor like was the greatest of all time.
60 pounds heavier than Fedor. Mike Kyle, who was kicking his ass until Bigfoot turned it around. And Mike Kyle fights at 205 most of the time, not heavyweight. Arlovsky. Okay. And you got Cain Velasquez, Junior Dos Santos, Brock Lesnar, Nog. I mean, he's got a resume of some tough guys, top heavyweight guys he's been fighting for the last few years. Tough dude. Held the belt in the UFC for a while. I think the biggest question for me is I don't think Silva has much in the stand-up department other than the fact that he's a big guy and he's got long reach and he has trouble with wrestlers, as we saw in the Cormier fight. And, you know,
he's trouble with speed.
Yeah, and Cain has both. Well, wrestling, like, and speed.
Velasquez is like Cormier version 2.
Right. So, not a guy with big knockout
he's
power.
He's like Cormier on steroids.
Hopefully, well.
He's like Cormier with like a horse cock.
on rice and beans?
Yeah. He's like Cormier with like the biggest testicles you've ever seen, like an elephant. He's like Ingo drinking a beer. Waiting! Go.
I'm drinking. I'm thirsty.
Oh, okay.
I was going to let you go.
No,
I mean, I feel like Cain has got a lot of tools. I don't think this fight goes much differently than the Cain Velasquez that we've seen, you know, the Cormier fights, that we've seen Bigfoot fight, and then Cain Velasquez versus Brock. I just feel like he comes out, uses his speed, uses his wrestling. He's going to overwhelm Bigfoot, and he's going to get a TKO in the first round. It's going to be over quick. This may be the fastest card ever. I think they should prepare to have, like, 16 fights because the main card might be over so fast.
So
they're going to run out
all
of
heavyweights.
On pay-per-view.
This is awesome.
Cain by knock, a TKO. I think Cain, you know, he had a rough go last time. Had a knee injury coming into the fight. Not knee.
He had a torn rotator cuff.
Yeah, coming into the fight. And, you know, obviously Junior took advantage of that. So,
well, here's the thing. I'm scared for Velasquez.
Why?
Because of the torn rotator cuff. I don't know how much that he actually got the heel from that.
Is that a big injury?
Yeah.
I know for baseball it's big.
Because I don't know how much it healed. And I think he had a bad game plan coming in because he fought. Well, he just kept it standing. He didn't even go for any takedowns, right?
Against Junior?
Yeah.
Well,
so
if he would have known
time,
Junior's knee was jacked up, he may have gone for a takedown or two.
Well, Junior claimed he knew his knee was jacked up.
Nah.
We'll get into
those,
that in a minute.
Those Brazilians, they're
crafty.
Have the salt in the wound.
They are crafty, my friend. Velasquez, so with the rotator cuff injury, I'm worried that it's still not healed 100%.
How long has it been?
That was, I'm going to try to think. When was his last fight? So that was November of 2011.
Yes.
When he fought Dos Santos. And then before that, he only had like one fight because it would have been the Lesnar fight. So
yep,
he's been very inactive in the last couple of years.
Yeah, he fought twice in 2010, only once in 2011.
Yeah.
So I never even thought of that. So, yeah.
So with that being said, I've forgotten where I'm going again because I'm like,
you said Cain is in trouble.
Oh, because he also, the game plan. That was the other question. Because he came out a little too slow in the Dos Santos fight. And I think this fight, he's going to come out too aggressive. And with Silva being known for not taking a good punch early, as you pointed out with, who was that, Kyle? And also Cormier, who have dropped him. I think he gets too aggressive, and when he drops Silva, he's going to come right down and fall into a fucking triangle.
Oh.
And it's all she wrote. You're
going to rampage slam Silva, pick him up.
I want to say this, too, that every time I pick the fight against Velasquez, he does the fucking exact opposite of whatever I say. So
good.
If you're a betting man, you should probably bet on Velasquez.
Welcome to the UFC, Mr. Bigfoot.
Yeah. I'm sure that works out well because you know my strategy of always not picking the person that comes into the UFC, But it's been proven wrong a few times.
It has.
Nick Diaz, right? Didn't he win his first fight? Yeah, because he fought BJ Penn. But he was also in the UFC before, so it wasn't like really new to him.
And that fight was bullshit.
Oh, stop it.
Come on. BJ, war BJ Penn.
That would weight class.
Don't care.
It doesn't matter.
War BJ Penn.
So, I'm going a lot of upsets of late here.
Apparently. This is going to be a crazy card. I don't even know what to do about this thing.
I don't know. I still think they should have just fucking lotteried it. Just, you don't know who you're going to fight. Everybody's name is on a ball. You pull it out. We got Mark Hunt versus Junior Dos Santos.
Like the Kumite.
Fuck it.
Fight.
Yeah.
Just throw the shit up.
Fucking
Frank Dukes versus.
Glass it up. Do they glass in that one?
No, not that one. That was the next one. Kickboxer, it's called?
I don't know.
Kickboxer?
Where not up
back,
on all the
his brother goes
movies.
Back on. Dude, Jean-Claude Van Damme. He's kicking the bamboo
Jean-Claude
and shit.
Van Damme. Did you see someone posted, like, I think it was the Kickboxer movie, all the kicks in that movie. It was like a 4.5-minute clip.
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, my God. They should have put some music to it, like some.
Really?
Yeah, but they didn't.
But it still was pretty cool.
Okay. All right, so I'm going with Silva as we get tangented again.
I'll take Cain Velasquez.
Velasquez. Let me guess. What are you going to tell me? Concentrate and ask again.
Come on, 89% by KO for Cain. Let's go.
Yep. Cain Velasquez.
Arriba, andare.
That's fucking racist.
Brown pride. Whatever, he's got the tattoo.
Oh, so it's okay.
I like Mexican
hijo
food.
De
what do you want me to say? I like guacamole and margaritas. And
tu madre
corona.
Tiene los huevos de toro.
Something about eggs
corona,
and...
Corona, la cerveza más fina de México.
Good beer, Corona.
Chupa mi huevo izquierdo y no toca mi huevo de... Fuck, I forgot how
don't
to
suck
it.
My balls?
No, it's like...
What said? Toca means what, sucking? I don't know.
I don't know. No mommy's way. All right.
Sponsors! We have MMAHQ.com. Ooh, it's blue this time. The world's best daily deal site featuring the latest fighters, trends, and brands. They sell one item per day until it's sold at 11 Eastern. Also, check out BJJHQ and their other spots, martialartsupply.com, and then they have a new one now.
There's like a supplement.
I don't know. Yeah.
Supplement HQ.
They're going crazy. Everything
fucking. They are just, like, they should be like HQ. Fucking headquarters.
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
Hells yeah. Also, BetDSI.com, where we will have a new commercial coming out for BetDSI.
We do.
In the coming
we'll
week.
We'll have a link and a code. You can always go there and use the code MMANUTS. You'll get a bonus for sure.
Yes. You get a big black cock in there. Sometimes.
I have one of those on my computer.
Big black hawk?
Yeah. I don't know if that's good for the
screen. Who can't use a big black hawk?
I don't know.
Anyways.
I feel like I should do damage with one.
No. I don't want to see that.
Yeah. I mean like a weapon.
Okay.
Not
like
I feel like I should hit somebody with
not
it.
Not like street hooker time. Street hooker.
Buying hot dogs on the corner.
Hot dogs sound good right now.
Stop with the food. Oh, then we got... is it my turn yet?
Maybe.
Okay. Bars beer. It's a craft beer. It happens to be gluten-free. It's the fucking best gluten-free beer in the world. I love when I see that.
Pretty good. You left some Bards in my house.
Yeah.
I think. One or two.
I do that.
I've cooked with it a couple times. I don't really drink it, but I like to cook when I want beer. It's not... It has like a unique flavor. It's quite...
True that. It's delicious. You go to bardsbeer.com, you can find a retailer or a location near you.
Oh, you know what?
What?
I meant to tell you earlier.
Yeah.
At Binny's, local shop, they now have a whole section of gluten-free stuff.
Oh.
And actually, I've noticed some things I've never seen before. You should check it out. I don't know if yours over here does, but the one by my house.
I'll have to check it out.
There's a whole, it's like a huge, there's a sign, like two signs. It says gluten-free in this zone.
I feel like I would be cheating, though.
Well, I mean, there's Bards is there. They have Bards, and then there's like eight other things. It's kind of interesting. And it's not apple cider.
I think I've only had 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 gluten-free beers. I mean, they're pretty rare.
This one's the best.
It's the best.
I've tried your other
can't
one.
Fucking beat it.
I didn't like that one.
Yeah, I don't want to. Let's not name names.
It starts with an R.
Starts with an R and rhymes with Edbridge.
Not so tasty. This one's good. In either case.
Yeah.
Shall we talk about
Keystone Light?
No. It's not Pabst Blue Ribbon.
It tastes like water. Man, and this chair is
most
fucking
certainly not.
Me.
Griffin's bow.
Jesus Christ.
What are you doing?
I'm getting drilled by this chair like a spring. I don't know. I don't think I put the back down as far as it should be.
One more to go and we'll be out of here.
It's fucking killing me.
Let's talk about this crazy. Whoever says online that this main event's bullshit.
This main event's bullshit, Ingo.
Fuck that. This is going to be good.
It is.
Because nobody gives Frank Mir any credit. I'm not a huge fan of his, but the guy's got. What? He's fought like fucking everybody already.
I'm a huge fan of his.
Are you? You weren't at one point. I think we both.
I go back and forth. I fucking switch
I
with
love
the
to
day.
Hate him.
I like the underdog. That's the problem. I don't like the fucking title holders. It's like John Jones. Like I used to like him as he was coming up, and I'm like, God, this guy's gonna be the next fucking champion,
next champion.
Now he's a champion. I'm like, fuck that guy. GSP. I'm like, ah, oh, he's awesome. He's killing. Oh, he's a champion. Fuck that guy.
Fuck GSP.
Spider Silva. He's killing. Fuck that guy. I hate all the champs.
Fuck everybody. All the champs.
I like underdogs. Let's go. All right, we got Junior.
Cigano!
Dos Santos, he's 14-1 versus Frank.
More!
Sufferer. I'll kill you, Brock Lesnar. Mir. He's 16-5. Dos Santos, 71% of his wins, but KO, 14% by submission. Mir, 19% by KO, 56% by submission. The odds from BetDSI, Junior Dos Santos, -500, Mir at +350.
Wow.
Whew. All right. So I'm going to start off and just say this prime time special has got me a little, my feathers a little ruffled.
Do you?
Because of the disrespect from Big Nog. It starts there. On Mir, I don't understand. Why did they hate or why do they worship this guy so much?
He said his ground game is very simple. His attacks are dangerous, but his ground game is very simple.
And then Dos Santos adding a little salt and he gives up. He's nothing.
He's not a man.
Shane Carwin,
kill him.
He quit.
Shane Carwin, except he got knocked the fuck out. Okay, well.
I'm like, did you not see him knock Big Nog out the first time? Did you not see him rip Big Nog's shoulder off the second time? Can you get a little respect? As much as you may not like him, he fucking beat your master not once but twice.
Well, the Brazilians are a proud culture. They
borderline racist.
Maybe. But they're proud.
Hey.
They're a proud culture.
I totally respect that.
And, you know, I think Big Nog refuses to maybe look at the
situation. Like the gays?
Whatever, that too. But
I think
Big Nog refuses to just take these two situations as a loss. I think in his mind he felt like he could have won, and I think the first fight, whatever, if he was sick or not, he got beat fair and square. Mm-hmm. The second fight, he made a mental mistake. He should have finished Mir with the striking and not try to be the proud Brazilian and submit his ass. You know, he could have won that fight, but he decided to go for submission, and Mir is tough, and he had a good, you know, use his position.
Yeah, the wherewithal.
Yeah.
That's,
I mean,
right.
Sometimes the ground game for these guys, it's like they're running on instinct. It's not, even if they're all
scrambled. Yeah, it's autopilot. It doesn't matter where your brain is. Yeah. Ask Brendan Schaub, right?
Yep.
His air guard is not to be taken lightly, all right? Sorry. All respect. It's
all good.
It's muscle memory at that point.
It is, yeah.
Totally.
He's a douche randomly.
He's a douche.
Sorry. You know what I liked about the primetime? The reason, I'm making fun of you about not liking Mir. I go back and forth too with this guy, but I like what he said. He was like, you know what? I don't mind guys coming to my gym and training and doing whatever.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I thought that was cool. He's like, I like my family around, and if you don't like that, fuck you. Like,
yeah,
I like my family.
My kids bothering you.
Leave.
Like, there's the fucking door.
Yeah, and that's totally cool with me. I think it's a little weird that his whole family's hanging out in the gym.
Yeah, it's like dad, wife, kids.
Strange.
I'd like, for myself, I want to have a separation. It's like, if I'm fucking fighting, I need to be over here and you guys need to be over there. But
everybody's different, and he seems like he likes that. And, you know, I wonder if that limits as far as who he can train with, maybe, or who doesn't.
Possibly. It was hard to say because you couldn't really see who was in there. The only person that they really showed him training with was Dan Hardy for his conditioning program, which was interesting, so... We'll see how that one plays out. But Mir did have a good quote.
talking about Dos Santos. He says, Junior Dos Santos is a young guy. If I catch him in a hold and he taps, he lives to fight another day. If I catch him in a hold and he doesn't tap, is that limb ever going to be the same?
Good question.
So you got to know that. Fucking Mir is a goddamn bone collector, all right? Because he did it to Big Nog. He did it to Tim Sylvia. And I think he also did it to someone else early on where he broke a limb. But there's two confirmed and there's like one unofficial break.
Well, would you argue with me if I told you that I feel like Frank Mir may be the most dangerous jiu-jitsu guy in MMA today? Would you argue?
A little bit, because I still think Paul Harris might.
But Paul Harris is a one-trick pony, but Mir gets it from
overall. Yeah, I'd say Mir. I mean, but as far as like, you may never walk again.
Brock Lesnar, he submitted. He submitted Hardonk. He submitted Tim Sylvia, you said. He submitted, I mean, he submitted
broken arm.
Tank Abbott with a toe hold.
Like toe hold.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it's like the guy, for where he was a few years ago with his motorcycle accident to where he is now, I mean, you got to give
That's
some credit.
Awesome. Because, you know, I forgot how many years it said he's been in the UFC, but, I mean, I can look at my wall. I've got posters and mini cards. I mean, fuck, this guy's been, it's got to be...
21 fights as a pro, 19 of them in the UFC.
Yeah, he's been around forever.
It's a lot.
And he also gets the point of if a guy doesn't tap, it's his fault. It's not Frank Mir's fault. Frank Mir is out there to finish the fight. Yeah. And I appreciate that. And if Dos Santos doesn't want to tap, oh, that's not my fault.
Well, I remember, you know, you watched the replay of the Nogueira fight, and I think he looked at the ref several times during that Kimura, and he was like, okay, well, this dude ain't going to tap. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, he basically made the ref make a decision of, all right, now that it's broken, do you want to stop this fight?
Yeah. Or do I need to make him, like, rub my
rip
cock?
The arm off completely? So, and I love Nogueira. I think, you know, I think he's one of the greatest heavyweights ever, but he's just, you shouldn't be that proud, I don't think. I mean, to not tap from, you know, you're a black high level black belt. You should just say, you know what, I lost today. It's what's the big deal? I mean,
but he did tap though too.
Did he?
After
oh,
it was
after
broke.
Yeah. Well.
But so you did tap. I'm sorry.
Yeah. But actually, Nog looked like he was back in his normal. He looked pretty healed in that primetime special
yeah.
that you saw. So.
Yep.
Good for him. I mean, do you want to give us your what is how do you think this fight's gonna play out? What are you feeling here?
Well, I'm wondering about, there's always this weird mental game, and it's like, how does Dos Santos handle Frank Mir, who's beat his master twice, once by KO, once by submission? Don't you think that's got to work on him mentally, like, a little bit? Like,
probably.
Fuck, man. So, with a little bit of that mental edge, like, I'm leaning towards Mir. I don't know what round, but, you know, you look at, There's holes in Mir's game. Mir, when he gets up against the cage, he's fucked. You've seen that, like, with Carwin and some other
Gonzaga.
Fights where it's like, oh, man, you're getting rocked, and he doesn't get out of there fast enough. We've talked about that before. He doesn't get out, doesn't recognize when he's in a bad position, like, I got to get out of here now. I got to get out of here now.
Yep.
The Big Nog fight, though, he was able to withstand that fucking shot, dropped, submission, reverse, break his arm or shoulder, whatever the fuck it did. So I think Mir, you got to look at his confidence level too. Like, to be the first one to knock out Big Nog, the first one to submit Big Nog, like, his head is, goddamn, it can't be contained in this room, Ingo.
It's huge.
Can't be contained.
He's got his own brand. He's got his own gym.
He may be the best submission artist, the fucking hardest hitter, the best conditioned heavyweight. I don't know. That's Frank Mir talking, not myself.
Okay.
But I'm going to go with it. I'm going Frank Mir with a submission.
Oh, which round?
I want to tend to say the first round, and I think it kind of looks like this Velasquez Silva where Dos Santos may drop him early and gets too aggressive. Aggressive. And then Mir latches on to something. I'm feeling like a knee bar.
Okay.
Feeling a knee bar. What you got going?
Well, I mean, it's interesting for me because I feel like Mir is one of those jiu-jitsu guys too who he's a guy who can take the fight where he wants it. Like, I think his wrestling isn't like top level, but I feel like he can get guys to either via wrestling or falling back or getting into, you know, even he did it to Lesnar, he can get to a point where he can work his submission game whenever he wants, pretty much. That being said, I think Junior has really good takedown defense. He's obviously shown it time and time again. We don't see his ground game really ever, but as far as I know, he's got really good ground game.
That's what they say. I mean, we haven't seen it yet. Always it'd be nice to see these things.
Yeah, I'd like to see it in this fight. One thing you can't argue is that he's probably one of the most dangerous guys standing in the division, if not possibly in the UFC right now.
He has some of the best boxing fast, in MMA.
He's very fast. He's got power. I mean, the guy's dangerous as fuck. So I wonder if Mir, with all of his, you know, like, he's a proud man. I feel like he comes in trying to beat Junior at his game. And we've seen
he
this.
Might.
In,
we've seen this he in, might.
He
might, though.
He may. Okay, he happen. May do that. But I feel like he's the kind of guy who likes to try that stuff. And that might go against, you know, to his detriment. And, you know, it's tough. I feel like there's no way this goes five rounds.
This shit is getting finished.
I'm going to have to say that I feel like Junior is going to be the first in a while to actually defend the heavyweight belt.
That's another stat that we haven't really talked about. It's like, how many times have people defended the heavyweight belt? I think the most is twice.
Yeah. Who was that?
You go like Couture, probably.
Sounds right. Yeah, sounds right. Maybe Randy. Yeah, it's.
But big. I mean, it. This is the belt that changes hands the most out of any other weight division in the UFC.
Yeah. So I mean, I think Junior can do it. I think he's tough. The only thing I worry about, and you mentioned this, is that if he comes in trying to prove some kind of point, it's going to be a bad situation for him.
What if he just comes out? Dos Santos comes out, shoots a takedown, goes right to the ground.
Stupid. I hope that's not the case. But. Yeah, I feel like Junior's going to get a knockout here. I really do. And I think it's going to come early. I think if his chances are early in the fight, first round, like 3-4 minute mark, you know, Mir, we've seen him. Like, he kind of gets comfortable in bad situations. Mm-hmm. But he just kind of, I don't know what it is. I don't know if he just feels so confident all the time or maybe he just, that's just how he is. But, you know, we've seen it against Lesnar, against Carwin. I mean, it just keeps coming up time and time again. Junior Dos Santos, I think, takes advantage, knockout. First round, he keeps the belt, and, you know, hopefully he'll fight Alistair Overeem.
I'm sorry, I just looked at the picture. Dos Santos has got his mean mug on. Frank Mir has like, got his...
Hey, what's up, guys?
He's questionable.
Hey, yo, fellas.
How's it going?
Yeah. I mean, you know.
It's all good.
It's, you know, I like both guys. You made a lot of good points about Brazil, and I just feel like it's weird. Mir's, like, been such a dynamic guy at... You know, sometimes he's cerebral, other times he's proud, then he's
crazy, and wanting to kill.
He's heavy, he's light, he's strong, he's beefy, he's thin, he's...
I think he's got it all figured out right now.
Okay.
If you've got Dan Hardy in your corner, how could you possibly lose?
Hey!
Ooh.
Did I drink my beer?
Yeah.
Very good. What does the 8-Ball say?
Magic 8-Ball is going to give me another ask again later. All night, this motherfucker.
Fuck that.
Ingo, I'm going to throw it.
Don't do it.
Throw it. Dos Santos.
Sweet.
Dos Santos.
Okay. Viewer mail, do we have any?
Oh, yeah.
I forgot all about viewer mail.
I'll dial it up, but we got a boatload.
Boatload of viewer mail? Oh, no.
A boatload.
I'm trying to get home to eat some Ingo. Dinner. I have to have my second dinner.
Oh, Ingo.
I'm working on a spare tire.
What kind of spare tire?
I don't know. It depends.
I got to go the long way to... I can get
Facebook.
There. Hang on.
So while he's doing that, let me tell you one thing.
What? All
right. I'm a big fan of The Sopranos. Longtime viewer, watched the show many times. Have all of them on DVD and then some. Recently, Netflix has released a show that's exclusive to Netflix called Lilyhammer. It stars Steven Van Zandt, who also played one of the guys in Sopranos.
Isn't he like a
the guy's
for Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah, the guy, his resume is like miles long. But let me just break down the premise.
Go ahead.
Let me start by saying the show is a little slow. But if you like that whole like Italian mob, kind of like a weird scenario. You will love this. He rats out all of his buddies in the mafia, and he moves to Lillehammer, Norway.
Okay.
Okay. And go. He's fucking living in this crazy country, and it's I've only watched four shows so far, but it makes me laugh because he comes in this country and he's living in a commune, so like people don't get jobs a regular way in communes, like it's all like, you know, socialist kind of bullshit. So he's like fucking working his way through the shit, and it's just funny to watch. You should check it out. I'm gonna warn you now, it's a little slow, but if you like gangster, if you like the whole Sopranos thing, he's probably at his best in this show. I've seen him in a long time.
If he's not wearing a do-rag, I'm out.
No, he's not.
I'm out.
I don't know why he wears a do-rag. It's so fucking funny.
Wants to be a pirate. He's wearing a patch.
Is his hair
the
fake?
The peg leg.
Is that what they're trying to say? Is he bald? And
he's working on it. It's like, why does this guy always wear a hat?
He's got like this
right.
Whole poofy, like, perm, not perm, like, hairspray, like, nice, like, Italian thing.
Why does that thing gotta keep clicking over
click,
there?
Click, click, click. Probably done backing up.
It keeps doing that every 10 minutes. We got all sorts of shit going on in here.
There's so many electronics. It's gonna power
I'm surprised I haven't blown a fuse. Everything in this whole basement is on one fucking
it's all good.
Circuit.
Lights, camera.
Yeah,
action.
Goddamn right. All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Viewer mail. We're flipping the switch this time. David Miller asks, with the last UFC on Fox show doing 2.3 million viewers, with a peak of 2.9, do you believe the rumblings that the UFC MMA is no more than a fad and fringe sport?
No.
Great. Great answer.
It's fucking retarded. Come on. Even it's...
Well, why do you think it was so low? I'll ask
down.
That question.
Well, there's multiple issues. You're in the middle of NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. Mm-hmm. There was something else going on there.
Well, there was a fight. The
Mayweather fight.
Cotto fight. Yes.
Which would happen later that night. What else? There was more.
There was a ton of shit. There was no promotion for that fight.
So I thought it did fairly well, and it was their best UFC on Fox so far.
Awesome.
So who cares? Who fucking cares about numbers? You're going to look at the numbers every goddamn time? No one cares, okay? I don't give a shit if the mainstream likes MMA. I like MMA. So fuck the mainstream. As long as they put it on TV for free, I'm money. What do you say?
What he just said, only more. Take that,
Spice.
Put that up your ass, and drill it.
Yes.
All right, Connor Hills asks, will Suit Smash be on iTunes?
Yes. I've submitted it like a week ago.
Yeah.
They're notoriously slow, so...
Like 6 months slow?
Who knows? I'll let you know. They'll send me an email sometimes between now and Christmas, so as soon as it is. It's already been submitted, but, you know. Thank you.
I'm going to butcher your name, so Hugo... Patricio, who, I'll paraphrase a little bit. Who will win a BJJ fight between Ingo and myself?
Probably you.
Depends, I'll say it depends what it is. If it's no gi,
definitely
I'm murdering Ingo. Probably. If it's gi, I think Ingo will probably
maybe.
Beat me now.
I'm still not, I'm still a white belt. I think you're more of a blue belt overall.
Maybe.
So... And you're a lot stronger than me, so these things, you know.
I have wrestling.
To overcome your strength difference, I need to be more technical, and I'm not quite there yet. Give me a year or two, maybe it's more even, but I really roll like zero no-gi, so. And I tried like 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
And I felt like a whole, I'm like,
it's
what am I
doing? It's another world.
I felt
it's
retarded.
Like, it's like a shark trying to like walk on like the sand and get out of
can't
the water.
Can't grab anything, it's just all fucking weird.
That's why I like it. I don't like the handles of the gi.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is bullshit. Yeah. Like, get fucking choking me and like a belt getting strung around my neck.
I think it'd be better than it was though when we were over at Flow. I think I'd do better, but
I bet you
I think you still beat me, so.
True that, maybe. I don't know.
We haven't tried. We should try.
We will.
But I'll kick Pete's ass now.
Who?
Pete.
Well, anybody. Well, you just look at him. You beat his ass. Okay. Yogesh Mavilla asks, why does everyone think that Frankie Edgar is a great boxer when he gets knocked down and battered multiple times in all his recent fights?
You want to answer that or you want me to?
No, go ahead.
Well, the big thing is he's fighting in a weight class above where he is. I mean, these guys are coming in at like 15, 20 pounds heavier than him. They got a lot more power. Frankie is a volume puncher, and I think he does a great job moving and sticking and moving. If you fought at 145, I have no doubts that you would see him get knocked down less than he does now. Mm-hmm. But he's just tough as fuck, and he takes a beating, and he keeps coming forward. And that's why I think his boxing is really good. You know, I don't know if you agree or disagree. Or...
I think his boxing is decent, but that's the point is that he does get knocked down a shitload. Because look at, like, Gray Maynard, like, those fights.
So did Rocky! He still won!
It is, but to have great boxing means you also don't get hit, like BJ Penn style, like pre-Nick Diaz fight.
Style?
Yes. It's like you have to be able to slip and return. So to me, being a great boxer means you hit and you don't get hit in the same sentence.
Fair enough. I'll buy that.
You buy that for
a dollar?
He does
get hit a lot, that's for sure.
Yeah, and that ain't going to add to a long career.
No. We haven't heard anything from him in a while. I think, is he due to fight soon? I think.
Who?
Frank Yeager?
Yeah, they're doing that Henderson rematch, which is fucking retarded.
Don't care about that.
All right, last question. Craig Perlman asks, any word on UFC games going to Xbox Kinect soon?
Didn't they have like a workout one or something?
They did, but I'm just thinking someone's going to get murdered. Like, can you imagine if we had a UFC Kinect and it was like you're throwing down. I'm fucking like knocking somebody the
fuck out.
How
would I pull guard? I got to like jump and land on my
head. It would turn into a real fight is what's going to happen. You can't just air fight somebody when you're fucking. Like, the rooms aren't big enough to contain us. We're going to be throwing down at that point.
That's going
to
be awesome.
You might as well just suit up with everything. Put the gear on. Like,
we should
like
do that
a glove
time.
Up.
The sumo suits?
Let's do
we
it.
Did that in high school. That was fun.
Well, fucking, you should tell Caprito. He needs those in his
sumo
dojo. Fucking try to jujitsu in that shit.
Yeah.
Fuck,
I like
man.
It.
That's fine. Let's go.
Jujitsu.
That'll close out viewer mail. We flip a switch this time.
All right.
It's kind of confusing. Sometimes, man ass.
If you would like to send us a question to the show,
where can they do that? I didn't go.
Fans at MMAnounce.com. Also, check us out on iTunes, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Go everywhere.
Suit
check out our new
smash.
Show, SuitSmash.com. Episode 2 is going to be launching fairly soon.
Yeah, it'll be on Friday,
okay.
If not earlier.
Okay.
Shooting for Fridays.
Fridays good. No rush.
No rush.
There's no like,
there is
there's no
rush.
Deadline. It's not like, you know.
Not yet. But there will be.
Maybe. Once there becomes sponsors and money involved,
there will be.
Then we, when we have to get things out constantly,
there will be. Yummy. You have any knowledge for us this weekend?
Knowledge.
Any movies you've seen? Any new TV shows?
Well,
any documentaries?
I mentioned Lilyhammer. I started reading Game of Thrones, the book.
How is that so far?
Really good.
You said there were a whole bunch, right?
There's a whole bunch. I'm reading the first one. It's called Game of Thrones. There's a whole bunch of them. I feel like it fills in the gaps between, I think the first season moves fairly quickly. And there's times where I was watching the show and I was like, am I drunk or did I miss a whole bunch of shit? Like, it seems like
it's just all over, man.
The
there are so many stories going on, I can't keep track of shit. And I watch it, sometimes
you should
I watch
get the
it
book.
Twice.
I think it's worth your time. It's a long read. I'm only about 100 pages in. It's like an 800-page book. But it's really starting to bring like the whole story of the whole area into full circle, the little backstory. So I suggest you guys check that out if you get a chance. I haven't seen anything new recently. I've been busy. I don't know about you.
I've been running numbers, guns, diamond. I've been a diamond dealer this week.
Diablo 3 is coming out tomorrow. I mean,
you told me I should look into that, right?
I'm going to be fucking addicted to that shit.
Are you getting it? Do I need to get this?
Sorry. It's not a question.
This guy. Are you still playing Swatter?
I am. Star Wars, Old Republic. Although... Okay, let me tell you this.
Go.
That game is really fun. The problem with that game is that it's almost impossible to find good groups. Like, I can't tell you how many times I ran through, they call them flashpoints, which is what, like, their version of raids. Mm-hmm. You run through a flashpoint, you get to the end boss, you wipe a couple times, one person's like, what the fuck, you're not healing, it's your fault, blah, 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 and then everyone gets pissed and they quit. So right at the boss. That's so annoying. It's been like an hour and a half trying to get to the end, and then, you know, everybody quits. It happens a lot. It's hard to find groups. I think if they don't fix that, I'm done playing that game. So my subscription runs out in July 3rd or something. So I'll stop until they fix that because it's too. I don't have time to sit there for an hour, find people to play with, and then they're fucking idiots. You know, it's not cool. So,
true that. I'm holding out. I'm holding out for Borderlands 2. I'll look at that. Hold on. For Borderlands 2, September. Halo 4. Fucking all the Halo games.
I'm out for Halo, but I could be in for Borderlands. That was fun.
And then what else? What else is out there?
Call of Duty Black Ops 2.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'll be in and then out.
Are you going to be in and then out?
Yeah.
I'm jackass about the collector's edition of Call of Duty. I played it a couple times, but I don't know.
Oh, and then we hopefully should have some season passes to give away. We'll see how that works out. Yep.
Okay.
If you didn't notice those fucking sweet fights running in the background that we didn't even acknowledge.
Sorry.
Forgot to acknowledge those, but
no problem.
Maybe next time. So that's it.
That's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. It's only 11:02.
Yeah, it's all good.
We will see you guys next time.
Damn right. Thanks for playing.
Dingle Waggle.
Matt Griffith, Ratatouille.